Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Popular weight loss drugs and other factors appear to be bending the curve on obesity in the U.S.
U.S. obesity rates are down for the first time in over a decade, dipping from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% last year. Researchers who conducted the study in JAMA Health Forum credit factors like increased physical activity post-COVID and the rise of weight loss medications, including GLP-1 receptor antagonists like Ozempic. The South, where these drugs were prescribed the most, saw meaningful declines, but experts point out this region also experienced high COVID-19 mortality rates among those with obesity. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We're getting rumblings that Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief exec, may drop his fight against extradition from Altoona, Pennsylvania, to New York City. Texas is suing a New York physician for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman near Dallas in violation of Texas law. This is ABC News. 84-year-old House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took a fall during her visit to Luxembourg, injured a hip, and will likely need surgery.
In cases like this, we are told by doctors that surgery is recommended within the first 48 hours of an injury. Pelosi's office has put out a statement. They say that she is currently receiving, quote, excellent treatment from doctors and medical professionals and looks forward to returning home.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. 2 years of widespread layoffs across multiple industries may be turning around. Corporate decision makers reading the tea leaves for next year.
Online employment marketplace ZipRecruiter has surveyed hiring managers at 2,000 businesses nationwide, finding that 76% plan to add to their headcounts in the coming year. 23% predict significant growth. Only 1 in 20 anticipate workforce reductions. The highest optimism is coming from tech, financial services, and healthcare companies.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens with Civic Media Sports. It was Marquette prevailing in the battle of ranked teams from the Badger State today, taking down Wisconsin 88-74. The Badgers led 39-37 at halftime, but 9 second-half turnovers and hot shooting from the Golden Eagles allowed Marquette to prevail.
Warren McGee on Cam Jones, fadeaway three from the corner.
Four Marquette players reached double figures, led by Cam Jones with 32 points. It was just the fifth time in history both teams were ranked when they played. Wisconsin will now face number 19 Illinois on Tuesday, while the fifth-ranked Golden Eagles will play at Dayton a week from tonight. For the number 11 Badgers, they're now 8-2 on the year after losing back-to-back games this week, including a loss to Michigan in the Big Ten opener. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks are coming off of back-to-back losses. They'll play at Brooklyn tomorrow afternoon looking to break the streak. Tip time is at 2:30 Central Time. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the low 30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high mid-30s. Right now it's 13.
Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. You ever heard of Brianna Boston? Brianna Boston is a little old lady down in Florida who had a claim with United Healthcare, and actually, I'm pretty sure it was United Healthcare. I might be wrong, but she had a claim with her insurance company, and she called and it was denied. And so she called up and try and appeal it, and they just basically said, screw you, we're going to deny your claim. Tough luck. You're going to have to pay it, not us. And her response was, and I quote, delay, deny, depose. Healthcare companies played games and deserved karma from the world because they are evil. And she went on to say that she used the phrase, because that's what's in the news right now. So the Lakeland police chief, Sam Taylor, arrested her. She's being held on $100,000 bail for terroristic threats. And I'm looking at Kasim Rashid's newsletter, Let's Address This. It's over on Substack. If you go to Substack and just plug in Let's Address This, it'll come right up. And he says, what actual threat did she make? He says, as an attorney who represents women who are survivors of domestic violence, I cannot count how many times a survivor sought a restraining order against an abusive partner and could not attain it because despite past abuse and despite the new threat to bash your face in, that phrase was too vague and unclear. What makes Blue Cross, it was Blue Cross and Blue Shield she was talking about, so special that they deny a woman's health care claim and then get her arrested for terrorism because she peacefully and verbally expressed her frustration. He says, likewise, as a human rights lawyer who has also literally survived violent death threats made against me and even testified in federal court against the man who threatened to kill me, I have to ask, what about her statement as a threat? Delay, deny, depose is a common insurance statement. Brilliant. Brilliant. Meanwhile, 62% of Americans... Now, this is a survey that was just done by Gallup, in the wake of the assassination of Brian Thompson. 62% of Americans now believe the government should make sure that all Americans have health care coverage. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to have some significant setbacks over the next 2 years, and it's going to be a really rough time. America's going to descend into darkness. There is no doubt about that. We're it's all around us. They're crowing about it. They're bragging about it. But that said, I I've always been an optimist. I think we're going to bounce back from this, and I think we're going to bounce back well. I really think the fourth turning is here, and I think that were it not for Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump would not be coming into the White House, and we would be seeing a new and progressive administration. But, we'll have to wait 4 years for that. We'll all be a little older. Hopefully we'll still be around. Meanwhile, Alvin Bragg has some legal options for Judge Merchan. Of course, Alvin Bragg prosecuted Donald Trump in Judge Merchan's courtroom. Judge Merchan ruled that Donald Trump, or the jury ruled, that he was guilty of 34 felonies of fraud and tax evasion and other things. And so Merchan asked Bragg, you know, what do I do now? The guy's going to be president, and the Supreme Court says he has immunity. And the Justice Department says you can't prosecute a sitting president, so we can't act against him. What do we do? So Bragg wrote this 81-page document, and he has basically three suggestions. And I think they're all quite reasonable. And none of them involve just dropping the charges and walking away, by the way. The first is that Merchan should go ahead and sentence Donald Trump before January 20th. Go ahead and sentence him, and then just hold the sentence in abeyance until he gets out of the White House. And even appeals would be held in abeyance. The second is that the entire case, including the sentence, could go on ice until after the end of Trump's presidency. In other words, with or without a sentence. And the third option, which is described as the most innovative option, invokes the abatement doctrine. Typically, this is a doctrine that's typically applied when somebody is in the middle of a legal process, they're being prosecuted, or they've been prosecuted and they're in an appeals process, and they die. And so what happens here is the conviction stays on the record, even if there's an appeal ongoing. And the note in the record is made that the defendant was convicted, and therefore the presumption of innocence was removed. In all three of these cases, Donnie would still be a felon. So, you know, seems like a reasonable thing. Seems like a very reasonable thing. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Jim in Kansas City, Kansas. Hey, Jim, what's up? Happy holidays.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good, good. What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Sure, just fine.
Okay. Over the last 2 weeks or last month, I've heard a lot of people calling in about the 14th Amendment. And you had Pocan and Representative Jay Paul on. And here's the way I see it. Trump versus Anderson had nothing to do about the 14th Amendment. It was about keeping Trump off the ballot.
Based on the 14th Amendment.
Right, but here's the thing. He's not in violation of the 14th Amendment until he's sworn in on January 20th.
Correct. It's a point I keep making. Yes, I agree with you, Jim.
So if some legal scholars, Neil Katyal or Mark Elias or Jamie Raskin and them get a court case together for that, I think it should be heard again for the real 14th Amendment case, I would call it.
I agree. I agree. Although I don't think it's going to happen. Everybody's obeying in advance right now, and I can't stop it. But you're absolutely right. What the Supreme Court said was, you can't remove him from the ballot because the 14th Amendment doesn't say he can't run for public office. It says he can't hold public office. And so keep him on the ballot.
And
I think they fully expected he would lose the election.
Well, you can't put the cart before the horse. That's, I think, what, unless you're a Republican. Now, they don't believe in hypotheticals unless it's to benefit them.
Right.
The Supreme Court, that is.
Yeah.
You know, so Alito and Thomas can, you know, give hints of what they need to do if a case doesn't go through like they did in the Josh Hawley's wife case about the abortion and affecting them doctors. But I think that they need to put something or have cases against him to kind of tie him up so they can't have frivolous cases on other issues. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you, Jim. I suspect that the Supreme Court would refuse to grant cert to a case like that because they just don't want to get involved in this because the law is so clear and because nobody in the Democratic Party is saying what you and I are saying. And so, you know, he's just going to slide in there like a greased pig, you know.
And what's the amendment in the Constitution for then if that's the way they're going to...
Well, you're echoing my sentiments, Jim. I agree.
Hey, look, Tom, I appreciate everything you and your staff do, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for your kind words, and you know, spot on. I like I said, I agree with you. Philip in Westchester, Illinois. Hey, Philip, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank you for your work I ran into in the Wisdom School articles.
Oh, sure.
You've got going on.
Yeah, wisdomschool.com. Thank you.
Right. And they're very informative for people who are looking for more peace in this turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper kind that allows one to stand in the face of this kind of insanity and still maintain a try to maintain peace.
Yeah, it's where I write stuff that's not political. Yeah.
Right. And it is the person-to-person contact that makes the revolution that's going to happen possible.
Mm.
It's going to be the people not having groceries, heat, not having services for whatever they need, medical, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when we get to standing up for each other that we will begin to do that, and we will start to be non-corporate droids rather than, you know, we'll be citizens of the United States again instead of corporate droids.
Yep.
I don't know how to describe the commons these days. We don't have the internet. Like, how did they get word on the, you know, that the Crispus Attucks, wasn't it, died, the black guy? The first one in Lexington that died on the Commons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We have those Boston kinds of things happening. Yeah, like
I think the internet is a common, and I think it should be owned by the federal government, as it is in many other countries.
It ought to be the new post. It is what the post is. It's what the intent was.
Yeah.
The ability to reach a medium by which others can talk to others without regard to the government.
Yep. I agree. I agree, Philip. And it's been a long time. I mean, since the 1950s, since America had a robust conversation about what is the commons and what's the government's role with regard to the commons. And I think that now is the time, in particular, given that the commons is about to come under massive assault at every level by the Trump administration. Now is the time to have that conversation. And I'll be talking about it more going forward.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Morning light breaks through, a fresh start anew, another day to seize with a clear view. No need to worry about what's coming next. Just live in the now, let go of the rest.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hello?
Hi. What's on your mind today?
I'm sorry. Well, actually, it happened earlier this week. The EPA announced that they're banning TCE, which is trichloroethylene solvent, and PERC, which is like a daughter product of trichloroethylene. And that's really wonderful and important and good for people, especially those like myself who grew up in Superfund sites where we were always made aware of the solvent in our drinking water. So if you happen to grow up in South Scottsdale, Arizona, yes, that's Scottsdale, Arizona, you may well have been in the North Indian Benwash Superfund cleanup site. Wow. And that trichloroethylene that was in our drinking water that we filled our pools with, that we showered in, that we washed our clothes in, that we drank every day, that water had a lot, pardon me, of TCE in it. And so there was a lawsuit and everything. And it's not only Scottsdale. It's actually, you know, one of the most common found groundwater contaminants in the United States. And I met a woman once who worked for a company that did Superfund cleanups at marine bases, marine installations. Maybe it wasn't marine, but it wasn't Army. Maybe it was Air Force. Anyway, she told me she actually thought that all Superfund sites were military sites because that's all she'd ever known. So it's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And the darndest thing about this new ban on the chemical is that EPA was persuaded to put in an exception for the Department of Defense last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me amplify that. When I was 19 or 20, my doctor was my girlfriend's mother. And actually, I must have been younger than that, because by the time I was 19 or 20, I was dating or living with Louise. I must have been like 17 or 18. And I had a really painful boil. And so she knocked me out to Lancet with a thing called trialene mask. And it was a mask that you put on your face and you inhale out of, you know, air that goes past a wick that was dipped into a little can of a solvent, which was trichloroethylene. They were using it like ether. They were using it like a general anesthetic. And it was quite pleasant. I mean, I was very, very stoned from it. And then maybe 5 years later, when I was in my mid-20s, I read that they had discontinued using trialene masks and basically outlawed them because they discovered that trichloroethylene was causing liver cancer like crazy. So
not only that, but the nurses, Tom, the nurses, and this is documented, that were working around those triethylene masks started miscarrying their babies.
Oh, my.
And so that was one of the earliest indications. So, in fact, when EPA scientists first looked at trichloroethylene, they recommended a maximum contaminant level of zero.
Yeah.
Now, that was not adhered to.
I mean, thank God I've survived it, although it might have had something to do with why I got prostate cancer. I don't know, but I doubt it, because it seems to like the liver.
The Marines at Camp Lejeune, you know, Jerry Ensminger, mm-hmm. Helped move the legislation forward because his little girl born on the base died at 9 years old of cancer. Trichloroethylene, like I said, it's ubiquitous. But the worst part is that, you know, DOD gets this exemption as if there's some force field that exists around the children who live on the base, as if they're not going to die from the exposure. And it's really annoying because the Department of Defense is still burning.
Well, what's amazing to me is, you know, I was exposed to this stuff and then learned that it was a carcinogen literally 50 years ago. It's taken that long. It's taken a half a century. For the EPA to ban this, if what you're telling me is correct, Yvonne.
That is correct. And they took it out of the operating rooms first because there seemed to be a connection. Then when people started dying and getting brain cancer around the plants where TCE was used, like the government electronics group at Motorola.
Yeah, it was used to clean circuit boards, too. I remember that.
Exactly. Right.
I gotta run, right. Yvonne. But thank you. Thanks for the information. That's fascinating. Brings back grim memories. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your call statements.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Popular weight loss drugs and other factors appear to be bending the curve on obesity in the U.S.
U.S. obesity rates are down for the first time in over a decade, dipping from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% last year. Researchers who conducted the study in JAMA Health Forum credit factors like increased physical activity post-COVID and the rise of weight loss medications, including GLP-1 receptor antagonists like Ozempic. The South, where these drugs were prescribed the most, saw meaningful declines, but experts point out this region also experienced high COVID-19 mortality rates among those with obesity. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We're getting rumblings that Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief exec, may drop his fight against extradition from Altoona, Pennsylvania, to New York City. Texas is suing a New York physician for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman near Dallas in violation of Texas law. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the low 30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high mid-30s. Right now it's 13.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the politrickster of the day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Seems more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking my Superberine. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your health, your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is TOM.
In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say, we can light up the world.
Back 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Here's on the Anything Goes Weekend, Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Like to talk to you about the next recession that starts next month.
Okay.
And I was having a conversation with my family over Thanksgiving, trying to prepare them ahead of time for what we can do personally for because of financial things I think may happen next year. Mm-hmm. And we got into this discussion on this. And like my daughter had mentioned, which I thought was profound, she says, do you mean the government's going from merely corrupt to very corrupt? And I said, yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about here. And, you know, we've done things in the past, like buy government I-bonds for the kids and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know if we want to do that because the full faith and credit of the American government is in jeopardy right now.
Yeah.
And I really don't know where we should place our finances because under the same token, the banks may have problems. And, you know, having cash may not be good when inflation starts going out of sight, you know, and they want to devalue it. So I don't have a good answer to that. But I just wanted to make all my family members aware and thought I should share that with you because I saw that was on your list of items. And one of the other things I said we can do right now is anything that you think is a fairly major item that will be hit by the tariffs next year, in the next 6 months that you're planning on buying, maybe pick them up now so that way they'll be cheaper, you know. But that's only a short-term plan on that. So that's kind of how I'm trying to deal with it, but I don't have a good answer for everyone. So part of it is we have to wait to see what starts happening, and then we may have to react instead of act early. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. You know, there's a couple of people that whose opinions I really respect in the financial, you know, investment realm. We've had some of them on this program in the past, and we may do that again in the future. And generally what they're all telling me is don't panic. You know, the system is fairly resilient. And in fact, many of the things that Trump is proposing will make corporations more profitable. So if you're talking about, you know, if you're talking about investments or the stock market, which is not the economy, and that's an important point to make, if you're talking about that, then it you know, it's possible there won't be a crash. I'm skeptical. Every single Republican president since Ronald Reagan, when they put in, and actually you could go all the way back to Herbert Hoover, when they put in massive tax cuts, they get a recession. It happened to Reagan. It happened to Bush. It happened to Trump. It happened to Hoover. You know, you do tax cuts, you get a recession. Eisenhower raised taxes or maintained high taxes and no recession. Well, actually, he did have a recession in 56, I think it was.
Go ahead.
Well,
finish your thought, please.
I was done.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my concern is that the reason why the stock market is going up, or one of the many reasons, as Larry talks about all the time, is the quantitative easing. And these companies aren't doing anything new or innovative. And the CEOs are just sucking money out of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to come to a point where it's just going to have to stop.
Well, it has. And what I'm talking about, he's been doing quantitative tightening now for the last year and a half, I think.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
They're and I'm selling, also they're like, selling back into the marketplace those stocks and bonds that they had purchased. So, the American economy is the most robust economy in the world. And
I realize that.
And Biden has made massive investments in our economy. And the majority of those investments are not going to show, did not show up this year. The majority of those investments are showing up next year and the year after because they're large construction projects that go through a 1 or 2 year permitting process. So, we're going to see huge economic stimulus coming from Biden that Trump, of course, will take credit for. So I'm just not convinced that the sky is about to fall.
Okay, well, unless Trump decides not to send them because those people are in the wrong states, among other things.
Well, except that over 70% of all the benefits of both the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Bill legislation are benefits accrued to red states, even though they have smaller populations than the blue states.
Right.
Because cities tend to keep their infrastructure together, and it's the rural areas mm-hmm. that have been falling apart for decades. So we'll see.
Yes.
I thought I'd throw
that out there because I know you were talking about making it a topic. Today,
I reached out yesterday to a fellow I know with an investment firm in New York that does really good work. Several people I know invest all their money with them and asked if he wanted to come on the show. And he's talking to his associates. But we'll see. We'll see. Ziggy, thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Arthur in Monterey, California. Hey, Arthur, what's up? I love Monterey, by the way. Such a beautiful town. What's on your mind? Arthur? Watching Free Speech TV in Monterey, California? Going once? Going twice? Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, can you hear me?
Yes, hearing you through KBCS, which is a fundraising campaign, and can I put a couple plugs in for it?
Oh, yeah, if KBCS is doing a fundraiser, and most of our nonprofits are probably in a fundraising drive right now, and please support them. Please support them.
KBCS is B is in Birmingham, C is in Carolina, and S is in South for our red state listeners and viewers, I guess. But the reason I like them is because of their Bluegrass Plus, their national native news regular morning spots. So I'm guessing those are the two unique features it has of any station in the country.
Plus,
so,
they carry this show.
Pardon?
Plus, they carry all 3 hours of this show live. God bless them.
Yes. I don't know if other PBS stations can afford to give that much time away to Tom Hartman, but maybe you can subsidize them. And
we do. We give it to them for free. It's the show is. We do not charge our affiliates a penny for this show. None of them, and our nonprofit affiliates. When they ask, I do fundraisers for them. I'll record liners and promos. I'm a big fan of our nonprofit affiliates and of course our for-profit affiliates. I record advertisements for them. So anyhow, Roger, that's not what you called about, is it?
Not as good as Susan Stanberg, but you'll do.
Thank you.
All right. Had to pull your leg a little bit.
I get it.
So I'm lobbying for the long view. I was a Eagle Scout and of the currently named Scouts BSA, but I was also in what is now called Venturing, which back in the Middle Ages was called Explorer Scouts.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And out here in Seattle, they used to have an Air Scouts, but I guess they dropped that because, it's probably too expensive for the BIPOC community. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It's probably too expensive generally.
Well, how much is a plane going for these days if you want your general aviation license, huh?
Well, you can pick up a decent plane for about $20,000.
Oh, yeah. Hey, chump change, right, when you're a billionaire.
No, I mean, if you've got, I'm talking about, a 20-year-old Cessna 150, but, if you've got a bunch of people who are getting together to buy a plane, that's not outrageous.
Well, hey, everybody's got to have their, wealthy side of the tracks to help them do that, even if it only is 20,000.
Yeah, I get it. So what was the point you wanted to make?
The long view that Martin Luther King suggests, you know, the arc of justice is long, but it bends towards justice or some paraphrase like that.
Yep.
I think what we need to do is prepare for 12 years, not just 4 years, but look at that as, you know, part of the squaring of the circle. I don't know if you knew that John Paul Jones, a local Native American architect, finished up the National Native Museum in Washington, D.C., but he included, or maybe it was the original architect, included the idea of squaring the circle that goes into this arc of justice that Martin Luther King talked about, so that if you look closely at the curves from the outside, look like curves on the building. Mm-hmm. They are made up of straight, I don't know, like foot long, maybe 2 foot long bricks. Mm-hmm. So that is sort of like the ups and downs of a long arc that
I've seen it. You know, that museum is one of my favorites in the Smithsonian, the Museum of the Native Americans. It's really worth visiting D.C. for. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. I also recommend the cafeteria there.
Yes.
Even though after COVID they had to cut back on their selection.
Yeah, they've got great Native American foods. You're absolutely right. Also, the African American Museum that my friend Joe Madison worked so hard to bring into being is spectacular in D.C. It's just amazing. Roger, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was basically a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Here on the Tom Hartman program to all of you. Happy holidays and thanks for listening.
Up at the North Pole, there's a man with a list. Check unit twice, see who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders are dirty, the coal starts to flow. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show?
He heard about Trump. I think so. Yeah, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Claire in Chicago. Hey, Claire, what's up? Claire in Chicago, listening on WCPT. Pod is open, right? The button is on. Okay, going once, going twice. Holly in Marshall, Missouri. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm listening to the last couple of callers. I hope I don't scare them more. But anyway, this morning on NPR, they played a clip of Plump Trump making a speech about how we're going to be the biggest crypto economy in the world.
Right.
And he went on to talk about Bitcoin and crypto, and I really don't understand it. But then
just look up Dutch tulip bulbs, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about cryptocurrency. But back to you, Holly. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, he and his son, John Jr., are manufacturing their own Bitcoin, which is worth a penny and a half. And the whole thing, I'm at a certain age when I'm starting to plan what to do with my money to leave to certain things. And I don't know really what to do or to take this seriously or what, but I'll take my answer off the air.
Bitcoin is not a currency. It is a commodity. It is something that is created by a computer program. And, you know, it takes apparently a few hundred dollars worth of electricity to produce a Bitcoin. And that Bitcoin now is worth $100,000. And so you've got these Bitcoin mining operations going on all over the world, and which is just basically they're just running computers wherever electricity is cheap, and they're producing Bitcoins, and they're getting very, very rich. And it reminds me of the South Sea, as I recall, stock thing, or the Dutch tulip bulbs. In the 1700s, Dutch tulip bulbs went through a phase, a year or two, where everybody wanted to have them. They were the investment vehicle. The value, you could buy a house with a handful of Dutch tulip bulbs. I mean, they just exploded in value. And when the moment came, the tail end of, you know, the just before the crash, and this is kind of like this, excuse me, I sneezed. It may come again. It reminds me of the story that Gloria Swanson told me when I was having dinner with her in her apartment in New York City back in the 80s. And she told me about her one-time lover and then the guy who robbed her, but blind, basically, her agent, Joe Kennedy, and how he was one of the few people who made it through the great crash in October of 1929 with all his money intact. And the reason he did it was because he sold everything. He got out of the stock market and just before the crash. And he told her that, and this story, he's obviously told a lot of people this story because you can find it on the internet, but when she told me, it was the first time I'd heard the story. He told her that the reason he got out of the market was because the shoeshine boy was giving him stock tips. And he figured if the shoeshine boy is buying into the market, that means that everybody's in the market, which means we're in a frenzy. We're in a, there are words to describe it, and they're escaping me at the moment, but basically a buying frenzy, and it's going to crash. These things don't last. And that's what is going on with Bitcoin right now, in my opinion. So if I owned Bitcoin, and I don't, but if I did, I would be selling it right now. Claudia, Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Oh, I've got to bring you back to the start of your show when you were talking about you were talking about diversions from Republicans and the GOP.
Right, the things they'll do so we don't know how they're robbing us, you're talking about.
Oh, exactly. Well, look at the oldest thing, you know, magic tricks that it goes on to, I mean, it's forever. Don't look at their face, look at their hands, don't look at that hand, look at the other hand, blah, blah, blah. So I think In this Trump era, it's more like that. Another thing magicians do is scare you. They want to scare you.
Oh, they give her your attention. But the main thing is, you know, watch my right hand while my left hand is, you know, picking your pocket.
But also, when they're scaring you, you're not looking at the other thing. Right. So anyway, they're scaring us. But look at what is so boring and so whatever, we're not looking at. That's the key. That's what we got to look at. One other thing I just need to mention is the AI threat. Mm. And the AI threat is not like a robot. It's not like your toaster is coming after you. It's behind the scenes in the cloud, okay? People don't realize it's not like movies.
See the AI threat right now. I mean, United Healthcare is using, according to the media, is using AI to deny people's claims instead of human beings.
Exactly. And that's only one aspect of it.
Yeah.
Okay? A lot of it, AI also needs all the small nuclear institutions that they're trying to build. Okay,
yeah, so no, it consumes a lot of electricity, just like Bitcoin. Right. Claudia, I got to run. Thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. We'll be back on the other side of the break. I want to get into how did ranked choice voting do. So stick around. We'll be right back with that and your calls, of course.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink? Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
That doesn't happen.